Very interesting time of the year. Halloween decorations are out. This high school football season in the great state of Michigan just keeps plugging away. And, well, what do you know? Time for another installment of my Game of the Week. And right now we are going to the Saginaw Valley League, the Red Division. And we are going to check in with the fine head coach of the Chemics of Midland, Coach Eric Methner. They have a big showdown coming up as they host the Lightning of Lapeer. And Coach Methner joins us now. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'll tell you what. First of all, congratulations. Recently, you were chosen as the Detroit Lions Coach of the Week in your 10th season at Midland. If my math is correct, Coach, I've got you at 78-26 as the head coach of that great program. Congrats, sir.
Well, I really appreciate it. It was a very nice honor for not only myself but our entire program. I think it was a great representation of the tradition and history of Midland High School and past and present, all the players and coaches. So it was a very humble recognition.
You know, Coach, going online, doing my research for our conversation here, you talk about the pride and the tradition of the Midland High School football program. And I'll tell you what, it has been a lot of years in the making, hasn't it?
Oh, it certainly has. You know, a lot of outstanding coaches that have come before me that have built this program up, and it's a great sense of pride in our community, in our alumni base, all of our fans, our players, you know, like I mentioned, past and current players and coaches. It's a special place.
Let's talk about your club right now. 6-1 heading into the showdown with the Lightning, Coach. Obviously, based on the postseason format of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, you are already playoff eligible at 6-1. Coming off a nice 23-6 win at Saginaw, it appears as though, Coach, your team has been very consistent throughout this season.
Well, we like to think that we're getting better and better every week. Last week was a little bit of a trap game. We kind of felt coming off that big emotional game against Davison. Davison was our homecoming, and obviously they were ranked in the state. And Saginaw's been struggling a little bit, and we knew we had Lapeer coming up. So the coaches kind of guarded against that being a trap game. But it was still tough for our guys to get up. But they persevered and did what they had to do to get the win against a good Saginaw team. Saginaw's been struggling a little bit, obviously, with their record. But they have a really good defense, and their kids played super hard. So we got through that one, and now we're ready for this big ball game. Lapeer's an outstanding program, and they're looking for their sixth win to qualify for the playoffs, and they're also looking to, you know, share the top spot in our Red Division, and we're extra motivated because we know if we win this game, we can win the title outright. And we've been kind of talking all week, kind of laughing amongst ourselves that we're selfish here, and we want to win the whole thing ourselves.
Go back to that big win over Davis, and then ranked fourth, as a matter of fact, Coach. Beat them 39-25. Meanwhile, the Lightning come in, having lost at Davison 35-17. As the head coach, do you got to send a message to your guys, hey, look, just because we won this big showdown and Lapeer lost, do not take anything for granted?
Well, that's exactly right. And our kids are smart. And, you know, we watch a lot of film. And the outcome of last week's game between Davison and Lapeer has no bearing on the way that our kids respect Lapeer. They know that they're an outstanding program. They know that they're an outstanding team. You know, on any given night, things can happen, and our kids are certainly, you know, we've been the benefit of that. You know, in the Davison game, we got caught on the right side of momentum, and that was very important for us as we, you know, proceeded through the game. And one of the hardest things in the sports is to be on the wrong side of momentum and try to, you know, right the ship during the game. And, you know, we were fortunate in the Davison game that we got the momentum on our side and you know, played extremely well. And then, you know, as I watch and break down the Lapeer and Davison game, you know, Davison got on the right side of momentum at home.
Right.
And, you know, Lapeer, you know, turned the ball over, and, you know, the different dynamics occurred during the game. They had to go for it on fourth down, and, you know, they turned the ball over, you know, deep in their own territory, and Davison capitalized. So sometimes the scores aren't necessarily reflective of how tough the ball games are.
Well, we've reached that point of the season. I'm sure, Coach, you and your staff know it. you know, maybe some bumps and bruises along the way, perhaps a little mental fatigue. Any of that come into play for your Chemics team?
I don't see any mental fatigue at all. Our kids are extremely excited. You know, we're like everybody else. It's week eight, so we got a lot of guys that, you know, have a few dings here and there. But for the most part, we're fairly healthy. Our guys are, you know, we, as a coach, you worry about injuries occurring more during the week of practice sometimes than you do during the ball games. And so we've been kind of backing off a little bit, which is what we normally do as the season progresses and, you know, on our hitting and so forth. So trying to get our guys healthy so that we're ready to go and for Friday night.
You know, at the NFL level, Coach, and you raise a good point at this particular time of year, you know, at the NFL level, you get to towards a playoff and you rest players. It's just been going on for years. Does that ever happen at the high school level as you approach the postseason?
We don't necessarily sit players out. You know, depending on the game, I mean, you know, you might have a certain game where you might pull guys out a little earlier than normal if you have a lead. You know, early in the season, you might say, hey, I don't care what the lead is. We got to play our guys because we got to get in shape and we got to be ready to play four quarters later in the season. But at the end of the year, our guys are in really good shape and you can maybe pull them out a little earlier. But what we try to do is just within our practices. I mean, a lot of times people think, you know, when you have a big game, you practice longer and stuff, and we really don't. We, you know, we kind of say, hey, we know what we hang our hat on offensively and defensively. We don't need to be out there for 2.5 hours practicing. We try to get out there and get our stuff done and practice fast, just like we want to play in the games, and get the kids out of there and keep them fresh.
All right, Coach. Appreciate the conversation. All the best to you against the Lightning and, of course, into the postseason. Really appreciate the conversation, Coach. And, again, thank you so much for your time.
You bet. I hope you guys enjoy the game. Thanks for having me.
All right. That is Eric Methner, the fine head coach of the Midland Chemics, all part of the high school game of the week right here on 760 WJR.